Okay, we are up to Lamed Hey Amid Beis. And we had a question with the Kahanim or Shlucha de Rachmana or Shlucha de Shemaya. You know, I'm going to start, I hate to do this, but I'm going to do this anyway. B'tayrim es trumasev masraisev l'daitai. I said, I'm going to do it again. B'tayrim es trumasev masraisev l'daitai. Okay? U'makrivalov kinei zavin, kinei zavis, kinei yodis, and this is what I want to add. That's why I'm doing it again. There are three pleasures that happen when a guy is makrib your kabbalas. Number one is the pleasure that he is makrib the kabbalas, right? That he brought your kabbalas to Hashem, right? That's a mitzvah. He's doing a mitzvah. He's not interested in giving you pleasure. Number two is that you can go eat kachim. And number three is that he listened to you. He's your shliach. Being a shliach and carrying out an agency for me is a hanah I get that somebody carried out my agency. That's called hanah. If you can't give me hanah, you can't do my agency. You can't work for me. You can't do something for me. Whether I gain or don't gain, the fact that you listen to me is a hanah. So there's three separate hanahs that have to be dealt with. One is that he brought the kabbalas for me. But that's a mitzvah. He brought the kabbalas, he did a mitzvah. He doesn't have to worry that he's bringing something for me, that he's bringing something. He's doing a mitzvah. The second is, I can go eat kachim. That's my mitzvah, not his mitzvah. I can go eat kachim. Thanks to him, I can go eat kachim now. So that, the Rishayim speak out, it's considered like a consequence, not a direct hanah. Meaning, because he brought the thing, you can go eat kachim. We don't view that as him giving you hanah. Yes, you gained on the deal. You can now eat kachim. But that's a consequence. It's not a direct hanah. He didn't give you the kachim. He took away the issur for you to eat kachim. It's similar to Mavriach Ari. It's a consequence. He saved you. He let you. He took away the barrier. Therefore, you can eat kachim. The third one is what the Gemara is bothered with. He's doing your agency. How can he do something for you? How can he do something for you, whatever it is? He's carrying out your will, and that's usher because he's doing your agency. Because he's a shliach. And that's why the Gemara makes it depend on Kahanim Shlucha Didan or Shlucha Dirachmana. If he's working for Hashem, he's not doing your agency. He's going to hate. But if he's working for you, he's doing your agency. That's hanor to you. And that part is not a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to bring kabbalas, but it's not a mitzvah to do your agency. That's a separate thing. It's carrying out your agency, and it's not a consequence. It's a reality. If I ask, let's say, Avram Cohen can't have a law from me, and I ask Avram, get me a glass of water, I'm not allowed to have a law from Avram. And I ask Avram to go drop this in the mailbox, he's doing my will, that's hanah. He's listening to me. He's listening. He's my agent. That's a separate Isser Hanah. And that's why it depends on Kali Shluchat Rachman or Shluchat Didan. I become Mutter in Kachim anyway. Whether he's my Shliach or not, I gain the fact that I can eat Kachim. But that's a consequence. Whether he's my Shliach or not, he's being Makr of my carbon. That's a mitzvah. The only Hanah that's a problem is that he's working for me. I mean, I'm not paying him, but he's working for me. The fact that he's doing my bidding is considered honor. Shaitalay Ashiklay, on his own, he gave the Makdas Hashekel. He didn't do anything. I didn't ask him to do anything. He didn't listen to me. So the mitzvah is, I gained. So then I walk into the mitzvah. So he get a shekel for me, so it's a mitzvah. Parayalay Ashkayvay, we dealt with. Either he didn't have to pay, so he's paying a debt I wouldn't have had to pay anyway, or he's just Mavriach Ari because I don't have a chiyuv to pay him back, whatever the way we learn. Here, that's our issue is, you did my bidding. Doing somebody's bidding is giving him pleasure.
His mind's working for Hashem.
I don't care what in his mind he's doing. He's my shliach, if you hold shlucha didan. I repeated this Mishnah to be able to place it properly.
And what is the shliach that he's doing?
He's bringing the carpet. Yeah, meaning I would theoretically, and this is theoretically, I should bring my own carbon. I should go do it, but I can't, so I'm asking him to do it. So he's doing it for me. The Gemara in Kedushin has Rav Huna say, how can he be my shliach? I can't do it. Every shliach is anything I can do, I can ask somebody to do for me. But that's a side issue. That's a Gemara and Kedushas. At this point, we're not bringing in the Gemara and Kedushas. Can he say no? I think he can. I mean, he might face consequences upstairs, but down here he can say no.
That's why
that's the shayla. Is he working for me or working for Hashem? I repeated this part of the Mishnah because I wanted to think this out.
Since he does this for everyone, that's not a medical
person. Well, that's a vitur.
Yeah.
First of all, I hear that, Kasha. Why isn't that like a vitur? He does it for anybody. Because he's doing something for you. And the other things he was also doing, he gave you something. I don't know, maybe it is. I hear the question. Is this considered a vitur doing your shlichus? I'm in the middle of talking, if you don't mind. The answer is going to be no, but I don't know why. Let me explain to you why. It's a Gemara in Ksubas that says a person that bans his wife from getting pleasure from him, and I'm not getting involved, it works, it doesn't work, that's a sugya in Ksubas, beginning in the 7th Perek. So the Gemara says he feeds his wife through a shliach. Frek the Gemara, how can he feed his wife through a shliach? That's considered him doing it. Okay, that's different. That's the flip side. The upside is he's making a shliach to feed his wife who can't have pleasure from him. Having pleasure from the shliach is like having from him because the shliach is doing his bidding. Okay, so that's a different story. Here, the hanah is that he's carrying out your bidding. Your question is, he does it for everybody. So is that considered a vitor? Good question. I don't know. Yes?
Well, he does it for everybody. Does he have to, the Kohen have to know who he's doing it for?
He has to have him in mind, yes. Has to l'shem b'ilam. Mistam l'shma. Okay. Put that way. He doesn't have to have in mind, but he has better not have the wrong person in mind. Let me explain that, because it's not simple. Really, he has to have me in mind. But the Gemara in Zvachim says that if he has nothing in mind, we say that's positive.
Right.
He doesn't have to have me in mind because I'm automatically in mind, because it's my carbon. But if he has somebody else in mind, it's possible.
Being neutral, not knowing who it is, or...
It doesn't make a difference. He's still doing my shlichus.
Okay.
Now, I hear the question that Rav Leitch is asking, why isn't this vitur? I'm not sure to answer. But I repeated the Mishnah so I can explain these three hanahs. Let's go to the Gemara. Ibailu. Hanikahani shlucha didan avi shlucha dishmaya. Who do they work for? The mind of Kamina, the Buddha, I love. If you say they work for me, he's mahanim me for it by doing my shlichus, right? By doing my shlichus, right? But that's us. The amret shlucha tishmaya. You say shlucha tishmaya, then shari. Now I'm going to do something that we don't usually do. It's going to be the second time I do this. Let's look at Tosfos. We don't usually look at Tosfos, but I want to read a Tosfos. Ibai Lohu. There's a Tosfos there. Hani kani shlucha drachmane ninu, v'yame shlucha didan ninu ha-maslevoi. Manila. Zokterash, Dr. Tosfos, d'avid shlichusay, because he's doing your shlicha. The vadai, gufa karma mitzvah kavet. The fact that he's bringing a carbon, he's speaking out what I mentioned before, is a mitzvah. Miu kivin d'hai kayin shluchay b'zeh aser. Since he's shliach, that's the answer. Bringing the carbon is a mitzvah. He's bringing my carbon, he's doing a mitzvah. But being my shliach is aser. That's what I got it from. I mean, I got it from the sifter that brought down this Tosfos. But that's what I wanted to speak out. Tosfos says it clearly. So, back to the Gemara. Touch him out. We're going to try to prove it. But not. It says in our Mishnah, Umakim alof kinez oven. He can bring the kinez oven. But if you're going to say he works for me, I'll come anyway. How could he bring the bird? Right? He's bringing the bird. I don't know why I'm having an echo. Utameich, it's not echo anymore. Utameich, listening makabal of karbonos. So the Gemara comes back and says, So why doesn't it say bring korbanos? Why did the Mishnah single out korbanos? And for the Gemara, Machusri Kapara Shaini. There's a difference between types of korbanos. There are korbanos that are brought for kapara, for real kapara. The guy did an aveira. He needs to bring a kapara. He can bring a carbon as a neder. He can bring a carbon as a nedava. In those cases, if you hold shlucha didan, he's my shliach. And therefore, that he can bring for me. You notice the Mishnah did not say, bring korbanos. The Mishnah spoke out which korbanos. Zavin, Zavai, Shaldas. Chatas HaShamas will be dealt with in the next Talmud. The Mishnah mentions three by name. Why did the Mishnah mention those three? Just say, Makabahu korbanos. The answer is he can bring korbanos. Because shlucha didan. Right? He's my shliach. So he can't bring it for me.
The three is not.
Well, that's exactly what the Gemara is going to talk about now. The answer is, those three can be brought by anybody for you, and he does. He's not your agent. You never asked him. Reuven can go, Mrs. Reuven can go, and say, my friend, Mrs. Shimon, needs korbanos for Yoldas. I'll bring it for her. She comes to the Kayan, she says, here, these are korbanos I'm bringing for my friend. She'll say, Mrs. Reuven doesn't even know about it. She is not even aware of it. And it works. And she becomes Mutter and Kachim. Because this carbon's purpose is only to be Mutter Kachim. And we learn out from a pasuk that you don't need to be aware. Every other carbon, you need awareness. If somebody brings an isla and says, this is Reuven's isla, it's not Reuven's isla. Reuven doesn't even know it's being brought for him. Again. Reuven Shimon takes his own animal and says, I'm doing it for Reuven. There's no Zalkan Rabban Shlaibafanov. Zalkan Shlaibafanov is a Kenyan that you can get something for somebody. I'm putting on film for you. Zalkan Rabban Shlaibafanov? You can't give a carbon for somebody else. He has to bring his carbon. You need Das of the guy. I don't mean the client has to know who's doing it for. The guy has to know he's bringing a carbon. By these carbonists, you don't have to know. Again, no. Okay, I'm not going to argue with you. The Amar Rabbi Yechonin, the pasuk just said that you don't need das for these three. The pasuk doesn't say you need das for everything else. The Amar Rabbi Yechonin, Hakol Shvichin Das, Chusmi Michosri Kapara. Everybody needs das. Let me ask you a question. Just to answer your question. I'm giving tzedakah, and I say this is for Reuven. Is Reuven getting the mitzvah of tzedakah?
Yes.
No, he's not. He didn't give a penny. Guy, I have a dollar. I'm donating it to the kollel, a dollar, and I say this is for Reuven. Reuven gets chus tzedakah?
Why not?
He didn't give a penny.
So
that's he gets the chus upstairs, and I do the mitzvah for his chus. He didn't get the mitzvah. He didn't do the mitzvah.
I don't know what that means. You can't give away your mitzvah.
No!
You get the reward.
He doesn't get the reward of the mitzvah. I get the reward of the mitzvah. He gets a schus that I did it for him, because of him. It's not his mitzvah. It's my mitzvah. He gets a brownie point. Well, he doesn't get a mitzvah of tzedakah. He gets a mitzvah of enabling tzedakah. If I go around collecting money, and you give me $100, am I getting a mitzvah of giving $100 to Zaka? I didn't give a penny. Upstairs they say, collected $100. That's a chush of a thing. I didn't give a penny. Now, it might be a bigger mitzvah to collect than to give, but if I didn't give a penny, you can't say I gave. I didn't give. I enabled. Enabling might be a great mitzvah, but I didn't give a penny. If Reuven promises $10 to tzedakah, and Shimon says, I'll give it for you, is Reuven yaitzeh mitzvah? No. It doesn't belong to Reuven. Reuven has to give $10. Now, he can give it to Shimon to be kaina and take it back and give it. I can't pick up my own item and say, I'm kaina this for Avraham Cohen. It's my item. I can't make a kinyan of my own item.
But after you can?
Yes. Because it belongs to somebody else or to nobody. I can't pick up my own Gemara and say, oh, this now belongs to Avraham Cohen. Where's the Kenyan? I can't make a kinyan of my own thing. I can't be the one who gives it and receives it. It's a fact. I know it doesn't have to be his. By Zubin, Zubin's and Yoldis, the carbon doesn't have to belong to him. If I bring an Eilu B'schus Ruvain upstairs, they say, ah, schus for Ruvain. But you didn't bring the carbon.
I don't see it.
No, Dad, I don't want to hear that. Because that's saying that there's a pasuk that everything else needs that. It's not true.
No. The chiddush to say that.
That what? You don't need that.
No, but chusuk of form works.
Yes. That's the chiddush. He wants to say that the chiddush is that the other ones don't work. To him, to Rabbi Cohn, if I give tzedakah b'schus Reuven, Reuven did tzedakah. In fact, you said the same thing 5 minutes ago. It's not true. Reuven did not give a penny. It's a Kenyan concept. Can't do a mitzvah for somebody. I can acquire something for somebody. Can't do your mitzvah tzedakah. I can do tzedakah because of you, I feel like giving tzedakah. It's a wonderful thing. Upstairs, they're all happy and proud of you and of him and of everybody. Because Rahu loves Jews.
Didn't Mitzvah repay a debt?
What?
Didn't Mitzvah repay a debt?
You repay the guy's debt, he doesn't owe the money. You know, he doesn't get the Mitzvah repaying his debt. You did chesed. Well, by the way, a big Mitzvah. He didn't have to. He didn't pay back his debt. But nobody's going to bother him because the debt's paid. If somebody's Michael a debt, does the guy get a mitzvah paying his debt? He didn't pay it. But there's no debt to pay. You can't do a mitzvah for somebody else. You can do a mitzvah and give the guy a schus. A guy sits down and learns a schus for food slaver. The guy learned? He learned, other guy. Ah, so there's a big trouble how Yitzchak Zvul works. You want to know Ramayisha Shiti Yitzchak Zvul? Ramayisha has a Shiti Yitzchak Zvul is not stucker. It's not Meister, you can't use Meister money for it. Ramayisha holds Yitzchak Zvul is a partnership. You make a partnership. You are a partner in his Torah, and he is a partner in your business. And the same percentage of business that you give him, you get of his Torah. So if you give him 50% of your business profits, you are now 50% partner in his Torah. And you can't use Meister money. Ramayisha says it's a business investment. That's how Ramayisha learns your Torah. Not everybody agrees. In fact, almost everybody else disagrees. But that's Ramayisha Shita. Because he says Yitzchak Zvul is not stucker. I give money to Kyle. That's not Yitzchak Zvul, Dr. Meisha. That's a big mitzvah, tzedakah. We're all for tzedakah. Yeah. For mitzvah tzedakah, you can use mitzvah money. Yes. Again, not so simple. Take a look at Avas Chesed. What the Chachid, I'm not getting involved now. We learned Avas Chesed once upon a time. Remember? We did it once, in 5 to 6. But that was one of the Svarim we did. But that's not the point here now. I can't do a mitzvah for somebody else. He can get the schus for enabling me. I learn an extra 5 minutes because somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, is sick. He'll get a big schus. The 5 minutes of Torah was learned because of him. But he didn't learn. If Reuven has to bring an Ayla, Shimon can't come and say, this is Reuven's Ayla. It's not. Now, can he give it to somebody and say, be kind to this animal for Reuven, and then bring it as Reuven's Eila? Maybe, maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure. Probably not, but that's not the discussion we're having now. It's a mistake to think that when you do a mitzvah for somebody, he did the mitzvah. He did not. Now, here is Xeris HaKosov, that a woman that has to go eat kachim. So the Torah made her bring birds, or a man who's a Zav that has to eat kachim, and the Torah made him bring birds. So there is halacha that Rav Moshe Freund can go and say, there's 10 women that need birds. Baruch Hashem, I can afford it. I'm bringing 10 sets of birds for these women. He sends out an email or a text, a group text to the 10 women. You can now go eat tzatzim, your carbon was brought. A WhatsApp acquaints us.
The bird, you have to feed it.
What? I get in a cup.
Tweet,
oh, yeah, tweet it. Yeah, you have to tweet it. Yeah.
Because
you don't need that. That's, oh yeah, look, by the way, Mechutzah Kapara is a misnomer. Because you usually translate a guy that needs a Kapara. It's not true. Yes and no. It means the lady needs a Kapara brought so she can eat Kachim. Not because of an Aveira.
Allowance.
It's an allowance, correct. It's not, you know, when you first see the term Mechutzah Kapara, anybody that Aveira needs Kapara. He's also Mechutzah Kapara. But that's not what the word Mechutzah Kapara means in the Gemara.
You talked recently about the Machzor Shekel, someone else can give it to you, right?
Yes.
Now, eventually it goes to the Lishka and then they buy Korbanos with it.
Correct.
And you didn't buy it because someone else, not you, but some...
Because the time we learn now that somebody can give you Machzor Shekel for you. It's a special limud. That's good enough.
And that allows for the Korban to
yes.
be on your behalf.
Yes, yes. Yes, doctor. You seem troubled.
Yeah, I mean, what you're saying is very positive. I've got two things, one which may be a tzad against and another tzad support. There's a tzad support many years ago.
Just tell me against. The support I have, Baruch Hashem, I'm doing well. I do well.
The support is easy. In the first paragraph, Rashi defines giving tzedakah as tzedakah, implying that the person himself.
Yeah. Okay, now what's a tzad against? That's the only one I want to hear.
Tzad against is, I believe it's the Rebbeinu Yana who says that the certain mitzvahs need to be done by the body, and others bodily by the person.
That's different. That's a discussion of whether I can make a shliach. That's nothing to do. That's just a question. I can make a shliach to be a kaddish a woman for me. I can make a shliach to separate truma for me. I can't make a shliach to wear tefillin for me.
I'm thinking that what he says, of course, I do. So I do remember Christ Bob. The tefillin is one of the things. But the implication of that is the flip side, that other things, the things which are not bodily, can be done.
Only by my shliach.
Only by shliach. Okay, so you're differentiating shliach and the actual performance. And when I said my place...
No, I'll even go further than that.
Okay.
Without shlichus, let's say a guy separates my truma without shlichus, which might be able to work. So that gets involved with Chiyah B'tam Shlichus or not. I don't want to get there. But even there, if you say it works without Shlichus, it's only that I get the credit that Truma was separated, not that I separated the Truma. I wouldn't get the credit for separating Truma. Yeah. No.
If I send my slave?
That gets involved with an Eved could be a Shliach. Depends on what. Yes, no. We're not going to go there.
The
Eved
is, so you want to say that the Eved is the person. Well,
correct.
Relationship between a husband and wife, is that Yisachar's womb or is it because she's a goofball?
Nothing to do with it. Gemara and Brachas, Daf Yudayin, we're not going to learn it. We're not learning the sugya now about what woman's chayr and tayr is.
Am I off track?
You're not off track, but it's not. It's a discussion in itself that really has nothing to do with Masechtas Nedar. Yeah, Nashim and my Zachim. That's the Gemara. By the way, this Ramesh's Chiddush. I'm not posking that way. Very few people do Yisachar's womb. I don't know. I never make a census. But in my mind, that I don't think many people do Yisachar's womb Ramesh's way. Because it means opening up your books. It means giving a certain percentage of your profits. Most big Bali Tzedakah give a lot of money to Tzedakah. They get a lot of big chusam upstairs. Unbelievable. But it's not Yisachar's womb because it's not a percentage. Ramesh holds Yisachar's woman is a partnership. It's not tzedakah. I'm not giving him tzedakah. He is my partner. Just like you get a partner, he gets X amount of the business. He is your partner, and therefore you're a partner with him. Exactly. He would have to give... Exactly. You're making a partnership. You don't have to do 50-50. You can make him a 10% partner. You can make him a 1% partner. Whatever partner you make him, and he agrees to, he now is a partner in your business, and you're a partner in his business. His business happens to be Tyrek. He types Akram, he calls Tyrek. That's his business. He becomes an equal partner. That's what Misha holds. Again, I'm not paskinning here. I'm not a walk of a mises here. I just wanted to explain that he's not, you're not, Ramesha holds that Yitzchak HaZvon is not stuck. I just, that's a side thing. It's a sugya in itself. It's a big chiddush. It makes a lot of sense, by the way. Not that I asked, Ramesha needs my haskama. Last time I checked, he never called me for haskama. He doesn't need my haskama. But to me, it makes a lot of sense. The Yitzchak HaZvon is a partnership. And therefore, it has to be direct. You can't be a Sacher Zulun Pashtus with a Kailal. Because unless you make the Kailal a partnership, the Kailal is an entity. Yeah, you can make the Kailal a 50% partner. What?
LLC.
An LLC.
Sometimes it says you make fall apart and get sort of off with everybody trying to fall.
50% of the Tyra learned in Kailal, yeah. Because you're supporting 50% of the Kailal. I mean, you're giving 50% to your business, you get 50% of the learning in Kailal. No. Again, I'm not getting about more than that. If they agree, by the way, the sucker has to agree. If I make $10,000 a year, and I go to Kyle and I say, I'd like to make a partnership with you, I'll give you $5,000. They might say, you know, I hate to break the news to you, but we're not selling 50% for your $5,000. But if you make $5 million and you go to the Kyle and say, I'd like to give you 50% for half, they might consider it. I would guess that they would. Even Lakewood would think about it. No, I'm not sure. But I think their budget is $60 million a month. So $60 million a month. Their budget is $50 to $60 million a month for paying the Kyle guys. Yeah, so with a budget of $50 to $60 million, I don't think they're selling half of it for $2,500. Yes?
I think you've addressed a story which I've always really disliked. The story of the Grah who got the Esther.
Yeah.
So the way you understand what would be going on there is the Grah gets full credit for the mitzvah of Esra, the mitzvah of Dharma Minim. The Baal, the original Baal, gets nothing.
No, I disagree with that, but I'll talk to you afterwards. This is not chat. That's a different story. It's a different chat, but it's not for now. Zakti Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yechon. Hakol Tzrichin Das, Chutz Mimachutz Yekapara. How do I know that? How do I know that the person, the lady, bringing the carbon doesn't have to have das? Sharaza may be carbon. A guy's daughter is a zava. A girl can become a zava one day old. Now, she lives in a house. They serve kutchum for supper. He wants his daughter to be able to eat kutchum. So what does he do? She's a zava. She's 4 years old, and she became a zava. Unusual, but she is. She's a 10-year-old girl. 10-year-old girls can have periods already, 11-year-old girls. And she's a ktana. She can bring a carbon. She's a ktana. The halacha is, we learn that from a pasuk, that a person can bring a carbon for his ktana daughter. She doesn't have dots. How does it work? She can't eat kachim. He can't feed her kachim. She's tamei. He can't feed a tamei daughter kachim. She's tamei. It's not a mitzvah, it's an iser. You can't feed your daughter chazer.
Okay.
Why not? Well, we learned that the Mishnah Nida, Berch Hashem, one day we might get there, Berch Hashem, we will get there. That talks about that a one day old can become tamei. In fact, by the way, I understood from doctors, and again, that there are women, girls, that discharge blood right after birth. She's a Nida right away.
A Zava takes 10 days,
right. You have to be a Nida first to become a Zava. But somebody told me, a doctor, that some girls discharge blood at birth. The Nida at birth. But it doesn't make a difference to us. We don't keep Tumatara. In the days when they kept Tumatara, that girl had to be put into the mikvah at the end of 7 days if she was going to become Tyra. Now she's an Avatar. But we don't keep Tumatara, so let's not worry about it now. In Meretz Hashem, tomorrow we might have to start worrying about it, but now we don't have to worry about it.
If I remember correctly, state of Nida is caused by the discharge of the uterine corpus, the uterine material from the vagina. It is not caused by the discharge of blood from a cervical abrasion or a vaginal.
Okay, well, that would have to be determined, and I'm not going to get it. Yeah, they're good. Okay. The Gemara talks about a Nida one day old, so that's all I mentioned before. That's all. That's the Gemara writer. So now my Zeus Cyrus has of. Bain Gadol, Bain Kut. What size Tyras has of? To tell me whether the Zav is a Gadol or a Kut. Frank the Gemara. Dr. Rush, let's catch up with Rush. Dr. Rush, beginning of the Gemara. Ella Machusar Kapara Shaini. Do I mean in that? There's a lot of shlichusik of it. It's not my shliach. I don't have to be involved in this at all. Keep the younger lahat to go at night time. Avo, Mishar Kabanas the boy das, maybe Shlucha Didan in the Vassar. Maybe Shlucha Didan in the Vassar. Zog the Gemara, I call Tzvichin Das. In the Rosh, I'm sorry, in the Rosh. I feel him Ruvain Chayiv Korban. Ain't Shimon Yachul Lafri Shoy Lakrivai, she Yifter by Ruvain. Shimon can bring Ruvain's Korban. Only by Mechusik Kapara. Chutzmi Mechusik Kapara. The Gali Beikra, the Torah revealed, Sha'av maybe Abana Vatirim Bekatshim. Vakayim Akriva, Besheni Yedea, Shusho Kat. He doesn't have to know whose it is. Makes no difference. A Kat can't bring a Karb. The father brings it. End of story. The Kayin is not a Shliach of the Kat. You don't need the guy to bring his own Karb. Anybody can bring a Karb under Mechusik Kapara. That's what we learn now from the Pasuk. Frek to Gemara, if that's the drush of Zois Tairas, then we have a problem. Because the Torah also says, Zois Tairas Hayaledes. Right? El Mata, Zois Rabbi Eichanan, Zois Tairas Hayaledes. Now, who are you including? Yaledes Ketana? Ketana doesn't give birth. So why did the Torah write Zois Tairas Hayaledes? If Zois Tairas is to include that you can bring a karma for a cotton, then Zoyz Tairas Hayaledes means you can bring a carbon for a girl, young Ketana, that gives birth. It doesn't happen. A Ketana doesn't give birth. So what's Zoyz Tairas including over there? So obviously Zoyz Tairas has nothing to do with cotton. Because it's the same words, Zoyz Tairas has of Zoyz Tairas Hayaledes. And a Ketana can't give birth. How do I know that? It's a brisa. But Tani, Ketana Basledi, Vatani Rav Bivi, Kameid Rav Nachman, Sholish Nashim Mishamshas B'maych. There are three women that are allowed to say machloikis, whether they have to or they're allowed to. And is a machloikis what Mishamshas B'maych means? This is not the sugya, the sugya in Yavamas. Some Rishayim learn that the maych is put in before Tashmish to absorb the zera that she shouldn't get pregnant, because pregnancy is dangerous. And some Rishayim learn that the Maich is put in after Tashmish to soak up the Zera so she shouldn't get present. This is the Machlokes Rishayim. Some hold one is Mutter, one is Usher, some hold one is Usher, one is Mutter. I'm not going to get involved in all the Shittas Rishayim. It's Negei Lamaisa. Because there are certain forms of birth control that act like a Maich to block the Zera from entering the woman's body. So this becomes a controversy. I'm not here to Paskin Halacha Lamaisa. We are not going there. So it says there, Ketana, pregnancy is dangerous for her. Umu Beres, a woman that's pregnant. In those days, this is Nishtana Ateva. In those days, a pregnant woman could become pregnant a second time, and one of the babies would squash the other one. So therefore, while a woman was pregnant, she would not become pregnant again. Now today, it doesn't happen. It's a Nishtana Ateva. And, at least I was told that. Umeinika. Or, we'll get there in a second. You want to say it does happen? I didn't know that.
No, I actually know.
Yeah, it doesn't happen. It's Nishtana Teva. Fine. Umeinika. And a woman that's nursing, because if she gets pregnant, it cuts off her milk supply. And Enfamil and Similac, I don't know the other brands anymore by now. When I was raising my children, those were the two main brands. By now they have 15 brands. I'm assuming some Chav Yisrael, some not Chav Yisrael, all the kinds of things. In my days, they didn't exist. But Isomil was also one of them, yeah. So that was all that was around my days. They didn't have those. So a woman had to nurse. And if she didn't nurse, Nachman Al-Azhar, the kid could die. So we didn't want a woman that's nursing to become pregnant. We wanted her not to be pregnant so her milk supply would be good. Ketana, Shemes Hesaber B'Tumas. And the reason for Ketana is, maybe she'll die. So how can you tell me Tairas includes a cotton in a Ketana when it can't buy your lettuce?
You said she could.
No, she'll kill her. You never bring a carb for her.
But it's possible that she could become pregnant.
And die. And die. And the Gemara says, if she does give birth, that means she's a Ketaila. Again, I'm not getting involved now in detail. Let's go back. The Gemara in Yevamos, take a look. Dr. Beis Amid Beis. deals with, I think it's Yudbeis and Beis, deals with this Gemara and says that if a Tana does give birth, that means she was a Gdaila early. A Tana does not give birth. If she does, she dies. Yes. So like, you never bring a one carbon for a Tana that gave birth. Because if she was a Tana, she never makes it to childbirth. She's over and done with. She can become a Zubba at 10 days old. Zubba has nothing to do with pregnancy. Zubba has to do with discharge. And the Gemara Nida says a girl can become a Zubba at the 10th day of her life. She would have to have flow for 10 days because first 7 days she's a Nida, then the next 3 days she becomes a Zubba, and again, we're not getting involved with that now. Correct. And it says, Zayis Tarnas Hayiladus. Zog the Gemara. No, it's not a Kasha. Because it can include a person's wife who's nebuch mentally off. She gave birth. And he wants it to be able to touch him. So he brings a carpet for her. She can't have das. She's a shaita. So there's no difference if we include a katana or a shaita. It's the same idea. Zayis Tarnas says the person doesn't need das. By a zav, it can mean a katana, and by a wife, it can mean a shaita. Same thing. Zakti Gemara, Ahiz, Aistaya, see a lettuce, Bein Pikachas, Bein Shaita, Shkain Azam, maybe carbon alish to Shaita, Kadiva Reb Yehuda. We'll see the Reb Yehuda in a minute.
How does it help them with the baby? How does it help
them? You're not bringing in a katana. The question was, what is Zayis Tarnas including? By Zav, we include a katana who has no das. By birth, you can't include katana. So we say there's other people that have no das. You could have said cheresh. Zav Tarash. Zayis Tarnas Hazav, Ben Gadol Ben Ktat, Linyan Karbon Ksev, the Katan La Bar Dasi Love Your Karbon, and the others maybe Al Yadai. Tana Basleidi Bitnia. The kibun to be a lattice like months in the midrash of the rabbis ktana. Since you can't darb ktana, gabesav nami leidu shina leil the rabbis cut. Sholish nashim b'sham shes b'mayich. Now listen to the way the Rush explains it. Tzrichas lasim b'mayich b'ayis hamakum. She has to place the b'mayich b'ayis hamakum in her private area. But again, it doesn't say in the Rush whether before or after. That's a machloikas and masechtes yavamis Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. She has to liquidate the zera to absorb the zera shleita saber. Now, it can be absorption before, it can be absorption after. The Rosh doesn't comment.
The question is, what would be the reason? What did it make more? I'm just asking. Beginning, that would be. Well, why are you worried? Well, what does she just say? You shouldn't be in the beginning.
Because it's hashkas and zera.
Oh, you mean when we allow it because of
Nachas Zera? Well, obviously, if we're allowing it, we're not allowing a person to do Nachas Zera.
Oh.
What? I'm not passing halacha now. No halacha.
I'm
not passing. The Rush says these three women need it. Mashma, everybody else, it could. I'm not paskening. I'm learning a Gemara and I'm learning the Rush. You want to learn the Sugya? Go to a rabbi who paskens the Shilas and talk to him. It's a major machlokes. It's a gay in many forms of birth control that block the Zera from ever hitting the body. But a lot of forms of birth control do not. A pill has no effect on the Zera. Just he won't give it him pregnant. Right? Other things just make the Zera not work. Kills the Zera. Or other things. But there are those that block the Zera. Again, I'm not here to pop. I'm just pointing out. There's a Machlokes Rishayim, whether the answer is before or after. And the Rush doesn't say. He just says they need to have a Mbaich in order to absorb the Zera. Let's continue in the Rush. We can't include Ktana Mabina Shaita. The Gami La Badasi Bala Mevila Midaita, Loi Daita, La Jerba Kachim, Kidivere Behuda Dama Bal Chai, Lord Kabbalah Sishtai. Bermuda is the one that tells us a husband has to bring the kabbalas for his wife. It means all wives, even a shaita. That's all. Now the truth is, as we'll see in a minute, everybody agrees that a husband has to bring a carbon for his wife. But Bermuda expresses it clearly, so we attribute it to him. Nobody argues with Bermuda on that. But he says it, so we say it like Bermuda said. But there's no argument.
She has to bring it. She can't afford the
shliach? Again, she has money?
That's the reason why not?
Well, she can bring her own, but he's obligated to bring it. He can't tell his wife, I'm not bringing your kabbalas. Have fun. You won't eat kashim the rest of your life. He has a chiyuv to bring your kabbalas.
Because he has the money, that's why.
No, he's mechuyav to bring it whether she has money or not.
No, I said because he has money.
Well, if he doesn't have money, he can't bring his own kabbalas either.
No, what I'm saying is she can't go to someone else and, you know, bring it for me.
She could. She'll take.
Oh, she could.
But, again, we're looking what the Torah included in Zayis Torah Zayiletis. Who did the Torah give a person a right to bring a carbon for? We're looking for a person that doesn't have das. How do we know to include that you don't need das? Maybe the Torah wants you to have das. The answer is the Torah included somebody that doesn't even have das. Who is a lady that doesn't have das? A shaita. Or a k'tana. But by birth, it can't be a k'tana. So it's a shaita. Now, how do I know a husband brings his wife? Who said the husband has to bring his her kabbalas? Maybe he can leave her on Sibikacha for the rest of her life. What if a woman, Chatz Vishal, Rachmana Litzlan, was Machal Shabbos Nishayi, and she owes a carbon chattas? Her husband can say, hey, listen, it's a big problem. You owe a carbon chattas. Can't do anything for you. No, Dr. Buda, the husband, will you to bring that carbon chattas for her. And there, it has to be her carbon. There, it has to be her carbon. But by Enochanami, my wife is shaita, he can bring a carbon chattas. It can't be her carbon. She has no das. But by your lettuce, you don't need das. That's what Zayis Torah tells you. Again, she wants to eat kachim, right? Okay, by chatas, you're right. You're right. The Gemara will speak that out. You're right. The Gemara is going to talk about it directly. Look, the Gemara writes, where did Rabbi Yehuda say it? The Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm other maybe carbon usher al-ishtai. What if a guy says, listen, I'm bringing this carbon for my wife. She's poor. So I'm bringing birds instead of an animal. He's rich. She's poor. There's a difference by Yeletis between a poor Yeletis and a rich. Rich doesn't mean rich. Rich means he can afford it. So Dr. Halacha, Dr. Yehuda, he has to bring what he can afford because he's chayav to bring her kabbalah. Therefore, we look at him and his financial status, not at her financial status. She was Michal Shabbos B'Shagig. He has to bring, that's not an Eilu B'Yairin. She did a Aveira that's an Eilu B'Yairin, that rich people and poor people bring different things. He has to bring his financial status. Why? So to Rabbi Yehuda, Shekain, how do I know he's Chayav? The Kol Kabbana Shechayavis. How do I know? Shekain, Shekach Kaisiv La. And this is an interesting Raya. Look at the Ksuba. No, not our Ksuba. Look at our, sorry. Look at what she writes to him when he divorces her. So she writes, "V'achrayes the ishlach alei min kadmas dana. I absolve you of any obligations you had to me beforehand." That means he had obligations to her that she has to absolve him from. What obligation did he have that she's absolving him from? What? But he says it says this in whatever she writes after the divorce. Right. So then, now the Rosh will speak out. Nobody argues with Rabbi Yehuda. But he says it before, so we say it's Rabbi Yehuda. Dr. Rosh. Ben Pekachas Ben Shait. We did that already. Maybe Carmen Oshal Ishtai. But much of the Memranihi. He can't say she's poor. I'll be a land Carmen Ani. Kibush and Mukhuib will have become a Sahel, who was your child, who become Russia. The Hain Kol Kabbalah Shechayavas, who she Mukhusaris Kapara. A Yach Lechaylov. Well, she ain't Chaylov. I am Chayavis Asha. I am Nadri Carbon. I will lie in Nadri Carbon. Now the Rush comes along and says, what if a woman decides she wants to bring a Nadava, a Nadar, and she promises to bring an Ayla? Her husband can say, lady, I ain't bringing it. I'm not going to bring your Nadar. Why? The Imkain, Tadir Bechol Yayim Gdei Lachnitai. The woman, it'll be the credit card. Every day she'll promise to not let her husband has to pay. It's like giving her a credit card. She's going to use it to undermine him. The guy's a rich guy. Every day she donates to Nyla. The poor guy. What's he going to do? So the halach is, he only has to bring the kabbalah she has to bring. Any carbon she doesn't have to bring, she wants to bring, bring it. Leave me out. I'm not going to cover your credit card bill.
What's with Akni Omer?
Aknitai. Anger. Anger him. If you want to get your husband angry, just spend a lot of money. Keep on spending, spending, spending. That's what it's saying.
It's
voluntary. It's a voluntary thing.
Once
she made the debtor, she's obligated, but you don't have to cover it because she can do this every day. She's not going to be Mechal Shabbos every Shabbos.
Yeah, I was thinking of that. Like,
if you're worried about that, don't be married to her.
Well, this also about her getting married.
What? Again, if you're married to a woman that's Mechal Shabbos B'Shoyig, I don't know how she does it every week. She figures out how to do a Shoyig.
She says, I don't know that. No, the woman has her 39 month. Month. A lot of code. Why don't you bring up her? She has her own money.
She doesn't have money. Yeah, exactly. You just said it.
So how does she pay? When did you have
the theory
that she'll buy
birth?
Ever?
If the husband could work on her financial status, he could say, my wife is poor.
We never have that. When have you ever seen that?
Every woman is poor.
But she's not bringing from her own funds.
Yeah, that's why he has to pay his funds. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says.
We never have.
Because, that's not true.
Well, that's man's poor.
Exactly. Yes.
There is a way that we'll be
ready. Yes, that is true. But not in the regular cases. You're crude. Shekach Kasuvla, you're right. Shekach Kasuvla, Kachayas Nisim Kadmasana. Shabbal Megarsha, he Kasevus Lishay, but she writes a receipt. She patrusts him, Mikol Achray Shay Lolov. Alma, Kol Dover Shay Alev Achrayas, Hayabal Kaidim Chayav Kaidim Shigursha. But the fact that he's out from all Achrayas, I mean, still then, he had to assume all her responsibilities, including bringing a carbon that she has to bring. Fine, we will stop here. Everybody.